From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas as it moves toward Florida, where U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a state of emergency. Florida's Governor Rick Scott says Matthew will likely retain its Category 4 classification with sustained winds of 205 kilometers per hour when it hits the state late Thursday. Scott has ordered the evacuation of some 1.5 million people in Florida.
If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami describes Matthew as extremely dangerous. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed. We get more now from Lisa Schlein.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says eastern Aleppo's 275,000 people are hanging on by a thread, and the ability of the city to survive the constant aerial bombardment of the past few weeks is in doubt. He warns Aleppo may be totally destroyed if the battering continues over the next 2.5 months. He says thousands of people will be killed and many wounded. He says thousands of others may flee and become refugees. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The European Union Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency. It will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. The United Nations Security Council Thursday approved Antonio Guterres as the next UN Secretary General by acclamation. This is VOA News.